This is Carol Rushmore, the Economic Development Director in Wrangell. We ran into a serious issue with our halibut fishermen in that they could not get product down south. There was a 10-day window where there was no ferry service to Prince Rupert and just one down to Bellingham, and they couldn't move their product.
This is Jamie Cabral, Activity Director, and on the Region 5 Southeast Alaska Schools Board of Directors, kind of looking at the south schools, because going south for Petersburg works extremely well, heading down the Ketchikan, trying to get to our activities there. But going north right now, the kids are kind of missing about 3-4 days of school, which kind of affects them a little bit.
Marlene Campbell, Sitting Borough of Sitka. Since Sitka is only getting one north ferry per week, it's very, very difficult for any of the group use, which is significant through winter and hugely important to our budgets, for the two high schools in Sitka, for all of the other school use, the regional hospital in Sitka, and the Southeast Alaska Health Consortium.
This is Dave in Petersburg. We've continually asked to have a restoration of service, which would be to provide two vessels out of Prince Rupert from May through the end of September. And I guess our question is we don't understand why this can't happen.
This is Councilman Morgan DeBure and Phil Hawley. As you've probably heard many times, we've been limited by once-a-week service, and a Monday-Wednesday allows people to shop and go in and return at a minimum of expense. Airfare is more expensive and is perceived as more dangerous in the winter. Staying in a hotel for a week waiting for the next ferry is way too expensive, prohibitive. We're not a rich town, and this gesture really could further help, and I wouldn't be too surprised if it wouldn't double your ridership from Gustavus.